What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, March 28th. Our top stories for the day. Wes, our Brexit expert, by the way, he's going to tell us all about Theresa May's big deal for Brexit.
Yeah, lots of important facts coming here, guys. Pay attention.
Our Brexpert.
Brexpert.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Big yeah, news for Brexit.
I'm going to do a story about, are the Special Olympics canceled?
Well, that seems fair for those kids.
Yeah, they don't need it.
Hope not.
Well, we'll find out more.
And adults.
Mark's...
For those people.
And parents.
Mark's going to tell us a tale of a fake socialite in New York City.
Yeah, one of them.
Whoa, New York City burn. Yeah. For the people in New York.
And Pal takes through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Wes.
All right, boys, I'm going to smoke a cigarette for this one because this just seems appropriate.
That's cool.
We got some Brexit news, and you know me. I live for this shit. Actually, I hate it. I'm not sure why I'm the fucking Brexit guy.
You know why.
Maybe because my last name is so English.
No, we're making fun of you.
No, it's because you're an expert.
Because I'm an idiot is what it is.
Right. We're making you do it because we don't want to do it. And we're making and we're at the same time calling you an idiot.
Brilliant move, guys.
Yeah. We read about Brexit and we like, you know who would really not get this?
Yeah.
Wes.
I don't get it.
None of us would get it, but you're the only idiot that fell for it.
I did fall for it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, here we go.
Get us some facts.
So Prime Minister Theresa May, in a move I actually respect the hell out of, has offered to step down as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom if her Brexit deal is passed. So, hey, you hate me, huh? Show me how much you hate me by passing my deal, you motherfuckers. And if you do, I'll disappear forever. There's a.
Exactly.
I know there's a movie reference here. Some that I just can't. I'm too stupid to get.
She's offering a ride off into the sunset. It's like Indiana Jones when they left the Grail inside the temple and then they rode away.
No, it's nothing.
No,
like
nothing.
That.
Like
nothing.
That.
Nothing.
It's exactly like that.
No, it's not like that. No. It's like at the end of Braveheart when the guy who gave up Braveheart.
Yeah, Braveheart.
William Wallace, the guy who gave up William Wallace, and was actually like
Robert the Bruce.
Robert the Bruce. He's like, I know you hate me, but fight for me. We'll win our independence, and then you can either be on my side or not.
That's exactly what.
Or
it's like,
The movie with Clive Owen and Jude Law and Julia Roberts and
is this going somewhere?
Yeah,
AI.
Like, he makes her cheat on her, and he's like, I won't tell about
Pretty
the affair
woman.
If you have sex with me again, type thing. Yeah, it's one of those. It's like that.
Mark's our resident movies expert.
It's true.
Okay, yeah. Robert the Bruce, I'll give you. Right. But I still think it's more like Indiana Jones.
Back to Brexit, Wes.
Okay. So it sounds like she actually does care about her country and wants what's best for her citizens, who, again, voted to Brexit when the national vote happened, 52% to 48%. Quoting May, quote, I am prepared to leave this job earlier than I intended in order to do what is right for our party and country.
That's nice of her.
It's a great statement, I think.
That's nice of her.
She cares.
This is such a power move. She's awesome.
Natalie Portman was in it. I think it's called Closer.
Okay.
Nailed it.
All right. Okay. Mark wasn't listening to anything.
Gosford
trying to think of that fucking movie.
Gosford
I had
Park.
It halfway through. I was letting you finish.
All right. So a third vote is likely to take place in the coming days. And as you remember, the first two votes suffered crushing defeats, with the first one being the biggest flop in modern parliament history. And I got to say, if it passes now, we will all know exactly the state of British politics and how full of shit everyone has been who has been opposing this if it actually passes now.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah. I mean,
but I love the move. The move is great.
It's a great move.
So, she should also, if it passes, she should take it back and be like, psych, and it's passed. Like,
and she stays.
It's not like it's not like she signed a contract.
She did not say that she was definitely going to do it.
I don't know if psych is in the English lexicon.
Psych.
The English.
Yeah.
Psych.
Just kidding.
Psych.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
It was for a romp.
So May is over it, like I am, and the 62-year-old wants to live out her last years not fighting with men who clearly can't stand her, and she's giving them an out, so we will see if they take it. And unfortunately, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, you will.
I will. I'll keep you posted.
No, so, I'm hoping for more Brexit news.
Brexit expert.
The vote's coming. It'll happen next week. So going to the internet, Sharon Ashworth says...
Wes is going to be on the edge of his seat. He's waking up early that morning.
Wes is going to fake sick next week.
Yeah. I fucking hate this shit. Sharon Ashworth says, Once again, they've told us what they don't want. I will never vote again.
Bloody awful.
Oh.
Yeah. Bloody awful. Yeah. Bloody awful.
What does that mean?
It means she voted in the national vote, and the parliament is fucking her vote.
Parliament doesn't care what she thinks.
Yeah, they don't care. So she's.
Well, see, that's why you're the Brexit expert.
Yeah, he can decipher what all of the British people are thinking.
See how I broke that down?
All right. Yeah, it was an expert analysis,
exactly.
I thought.
And Wayne Moggy Hides, who just has the best name ever, like Moggy, it sounds like a foggy hill you have to climb.
Yeah. It was awarded to him in a pub.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I've never known a parliament so utterly detached from the people that they are supposed to serve.
That's good. Mm. I liked that.
This is why he's the Brexpert.
He's the Brexpert.
Yeah, so.
He doesn't like it just like the UK people. He knows all about it, but he hates it, you know.
Now let's hear about the Special Olympics.
Fucking Moggy.
All right, let's talk about it. So Special Olympics. In an effort to free up money in the executive branch, the Department of Education, headed by mega probably billionaire Betsy DeVos.
Definitely.
They decided to cut funding for the Special Olympics.
That's what they decided to cut? Oh, the God. Special fucking Olympics?
Yeah, you got to save money somewhere. So,
who was the first person that was like, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Special Olympics. Let's cut, let's cut from there.
Yeah.
Well, they knew they weren't going to complain.
Yeah. 1,000 less chaperones.
So no one in the room had a handicapped child?
Yeah. They're taking a lot off their plate. They're going to be worse fields, less chaperones, as Wes says. Yeah.
Less chaperones.
Jesus.
The chaperone budget is slashed.
That conversation absolutely did happen at some point when somebody raised their hand. When friend of the show by proxy, Representative Mark Pocan, a Democrat from Wisconsin, Rodney Davis, our boy, he says he's boys with Mark Pocan, so basically we're best friends.
That's right.
Nickelback.
Yeah. Yeah. They debated Nickelback on the floor. Everybody knows about it. Anyways, he grilled DeVos on the choice, and he asked her how many kids would be impacted. And at first she said she didn't know. And then he told her it was 272,000 kids that are trying to go for the Special Olympics. And then to that, she said, let me just say again, we had to make some difficult decisions with this budget.
That's tough hearing someone who's that rich say that.
Yeah. Right.
She could have funded everything.
Yeah.
Personally, she could fund everything. Yeah. We'll get to that. In DeVos's defense, though, she did note that the philanthropic community does a good job funding the event. And she
did say it's not quite as entertaining.
That's what she said.
I think so.
She didn't.
No, I don't know if she said that. I won't quote her on that, but.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get that one.
All right.
I was researching it. But she also donated
as the regular
government
Olympics?
Salary.
Yeah, as the regular Olympics. It's not quite as entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a fucking TV executive who's cutting the less entertaining sport because they're disabled.
I thought I read it somewhere. I thought she said that. I don't know.
It's very entertaining.
I'm sorry, Will. What were you saying?
In her defense, she even donated a portion of her government salary to the Special Olympics last year. But I'm pretty sure that they're still going to miss that $18 million in guaranteed annual federal funding
to
help them keep the event going for years.
Absolutely, they're going to miss that. That's a huge blow. What are you getting?
She gave up her wine budget.
Yeah, she calls her government salary her per diem.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Fuck her.
Exactly. And so really, this is a fucked up story. It's like canceling the fucking Super Bowl for a lot of kids and young adults. Or at least degrading the quality of it, because it's still going to go on, but they're taking away a shitload of money.
Right, they just don't get medals. They just get handshakes at the end.
Yeah.
All these kids look forward to the whole year is this. It's like, Dad, when's the next Special Olympics? 364 days from now, son.
Yeah, it was asked the very next day.
It was yesterday, but 364 more days.
Yeah, they definitely look forward to it. They train for it.
It's huge. Their lives fucking suck. Well, I'm not saying people who are disabled have shitty lives, but they have harder lives.
And they smile more than me.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's very
important.
Yeah, to
them. Exactly. This is just
bottom line.
All fucked up
to them.
Yes. Very important.
Also, DeVos doesn't really need the salary that she donated to them in the first place.
No.
Check out her fucking summer house.
Jesus Christ.
You see pictures of this shit?
It's amazing.
It was done in the shingle style.
It looks like you could fit the Special Olympics in its entirety with all the track and field events and everything in her house. Indoors.
On the grounds.
It's that
on
big.
On the grounds of the home.
I mean, even I would get lost in that house, let alone a Special Olympic participant.
Wes has hit three jokes.
Where's Wes? Where is Wes? Where
it's
is
true,
Wes?
It's true.
Wes, you're
it's a beautiful Victorian
careful,
home.
Careful, the third bathroom door might lock you in.
Wes,
it's
Wes. Have you ever put action on the Special Olympics?
No, of course not. But I don't even think you can. If you could,
Wes,
I would.
This is your time. No, time to redeem yourself. You're a fan of the Special Olympics.
I fucking love the Special Olympics. It's an amazing
I know
event.
You do.
I am all for it. It's just fucking funny.
It's a lighthearted joke.
Yes. Yes. Very
lighthearted. Yeah. 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 Anyways,
give me
this
a break.
House that she's got. It's 22,000 square
break.
Feet on the
not
fucking
like
water.
They're canceling them. We're not canceling them.
Yeah. I'm not canceling.
Give Wes a break.
Give me a break.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Will.
Sorry, Will.
All right. So this is I'm going to leave the house. Let's take it to the internet. Pat Domowelczyk says, are you kidding me? Those kids love doing sports.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, he's got a point. Like,
yeah.
Like we were just saying, Wes.
Yeah, Wes.
Why don't you respect the event?
Uh-huh. I do respect the event, obviously.
I don't know if you respect the event, Wes.
Come on.
And then we have a little bit of a darker comment, well, even darker comment, ooh, from Ellen Schramm Neeson. She says, it's not just cutting funding for the Special Olympics, it's also slashing funding for Books for the Blind, technology,
wait,
teachers,
wait.
Programs.
Books for the Blind?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Braille.
Braille.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, of course you cut Books for the Blind.
I was pissed there for the second that they were even making Books for the Blind.
It's an easy cut.
Why would you cut, well, I mean,
who's
right,
reading
Braille
them?
Exists.
No one's reading them.
Yeah. We knew about the Braille.
That's about Braille.
We're just making fun of handicapped people again.
Again.
You guys are assholes.
Okay, and also technology and teachers for programs to help special needs children and so much more. It's appalling.
I agree, Ellen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems like they could have cut some other stuff. They also added a shitload of funding for charter schools. So
in this one foul swoop, they cut Books for the Blind, the Special Olympics.
Yeah, and added money for smart rich kids.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
just remember what they did when you say that we're assholes for those jokes.
Yeah, we're the assholes.
Exactly.
We're the lib cuck conservative assholes.
Right. Anna Sorokin, this next story is about Anna Sorokin. She traveled in celebrity circles and tossed $100 tips left and right, willy-nilly, all around New York City while claiming she was a German heiress.
I want to hang out with her.
Yeah, no shit. But wait, maybe you don't, because in reality, though, she was a con artist.
Oh.
She conned rich people.
I'm still intrigued.
Yeah, she conned rich people. You should be, as friends. And she also conned banks and hotels.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know who the fuck she is.
Fake, she was fake rich. Well, you're about to.
Okay.
On Wednesday, Sorokin stood trial for grand larceny and theft of services charges alleging that she swindled various people and businesses out of $275,000 in a 10-month romp, like an amazing romp, which included her free world travel all around the world, and then landed her in Rikers Island at the end of it.
Uh-oh. Rikers,
wow, 27 grand a month. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I thought Rikers was just for like.
I think they
rapists.
Lowballed it too.
No, it's not just rapists. It's just New York's.
What?
It's just New York's prison,
oh, okay.
And there happen to be
I
a lot of
it was
rapists.
Just like the most violent people go
oh,
there.
Like if
imagine a jail only for rapists. That'd be crazy.
That would be a rough jail.
That would be a tough one.
But like everyone would be pretty happy in there.
Yeah.
Probably.
What?
Talk about wanting eyes
except
in the back
the
of your
guards.
Head.
You want to know that some of the things she did? Do
yeah,
ya?
I'd love to.
Do you, punks?
I'd love to.
Well, some of the hits for this 28-year-old included, she lived in a swanky, luxury New York City hotel room the whole time, like she was Julia Roberts.
Lived in the hotel.
Woman. Lived, like, just, like, was doing, like, the con thing where she was like, I'll stay at the penthouse.
I'll pay you next week.
Like Home Alone style.
Living in the living in hotels is awesome.
Yeah.
You don't even have to wipe your own ass.
No, it's the best. She promised a friend an all-expenses-paid trip to Morocco. And then stuck her with the $62,000 bill at the end of the trip. Oops, sorry. My credit cards are somewhere else. They're in Germany. She created bogus bank statements in her attempt to get a $22 million loan from a ritzy bank in New York City.
Jeez.
So she was like,
shoot or shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Her and Michael Avenatti.
And she also, she's got a lot in common with him. She also constantly stuck her friends, and I do friends in air quotes, because in reality they were rich idiots.
Yeah, she's a
so
sociopath.
She stuck her rich idiot friends with bills all the time for every like restaurant, bar, and all the trips they went on. Like every single time she was like, you got this one, right?
She must have a great personality.
Oh, I bet.
Like, just so much fun.
Yeah, she's got to be very engaging, because she wasn't, like, stunning.
I don't think it's that. I think people want to know royalty. I think people thought she was an heiress and wanted to hang out with her.
So, towards Pat thing, it's probably both, but towards Pat thing, her con was that she was a wealthy German heiress worth upwards of $60 million or more in funds, but that those funds were being held abroad at the time with, you know, legality.
It's so, like a fucking Mario game. Bowser's got her fucking money.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Because Germany and the U.S. are so different and they don't get along.
Because Bowser lives in a castle? Is that what you're talking about?
I guess so. I don't know.
Is he German?
Steal a German princess's money?
I totally get the analogy, Will.
Yeah, that was a good one.
My analogy is that she's kind of like the Nigerian prince scam in real life, but yours works.
Yeah,
like,
sure. This damn unlucky prince.
Yeah. Bowser or the Nigerian prince, either way.
Either one.
They both work, but she was actually born in Russia and came from a lifetime of poverty and was in fact herself very poor, so none of her story was true. Yeah. And she wasn't even like a German heiress. She would have been a Russian, what's the word for like Russian poor whore? Like a Russian.
What do they call oligarch?
No, but like a.
Poor whore?
Peasant.
Yeah, like,
peasant.
Russian peasant.
I thought you said it.
Listen, I got some advice for all you, like the Nigerian scammers out there. I've gotten a number of these emails. If they replace the word will or would, like, I will like to know if you would, like, if you start out your fucking email with I will like to know. It's an immediate scam.
Yeah, just Wes is out.
Replace, I just say, I would like to know.
And Wes is in.
I'm in. 90% of people will fall for it if you just replace those two words.
And Wes's son is paying
just
for college
now. One native
now.
Speaker on the team, and they could turn this all around.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it.
Also, how many times do their princes get in trouble over there?
I know, man. These fucking princes. And they're leaders of the people.
Oh, no. The prince was in trouble again.
He's in trouble again.
Hey, what? Fucking video game character would be fucking with a prince. That's all I gotta say.
It's going back to Bowser.
I think that Mario's not a prince. Yeah. I think
pizza maker.
He's a prince of plumbing, all right?
Oh, yeah, plumbing, that's right.
All
right,
Sorokin is pleading not guilty, guys, okay? Sorokin's lawyer, Todd Spodek, told jurors that Sorokin did not even commit a crime, so why is she even on trial? She was just, in fact, exploiting a system that was easily seduced by glamour and glitz. After she saw how the appearance of wealth opened doors, she took advantage of it, but she didn't commit any crimes.
She didn't commit any crimes? Yeah. That's the Jesse Smollett defense.
Yeah. Sort of. We'll get to that.
No, it's Robin Hood defense, except for she just stole for herself.
Right, she just forgot to give it to the poor. Spodek went on to say she was merely buying time so she could herself launch a business and repay her debts to the rich friends and then some.
You said Spodek? Is it Sorokin or Spodek?
No, it's a lawyer. Jesus Christ. Sorokin is the girl. Christ. Spodek is the lawyer.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Still reading about Brexit over there?
Sorry.
Just take it easy.
I'm gonna take a few plays out.
Take it easy.
I'm taking it.
Spodek, the lawyer, went on to say Anna had to fake it until she could make it to the fucking jurors. He said that. So
so it's all good because she was eventually going to be successful and pay it all back.
Yeah, that's her plan.
Exactly.
She's good spirited.
Yeah.
She's not
exactly.
Yeah.
Good person.
So he went with the, here's where we get to the Smollett thing. He went with the blame it on the system defense, which is in line with Smollett.
True.
But then he went with the maybe we shouldn't romanticize wealth, fame, and sex, which is not what Smollett.
No, Smollett wants that.
Smollett wants, he wants that. And then he said, until we do de-romanticize that, you know, we should be able to steal from whomever we want. That's the defense.
You should just be able to steal. Yeah. I mean, I get the argument.
Armed robbery from banks should be allowed. And
if you get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Fine. Yeah.
Anyways, at different times, Sorokin went on to say she claimed her father was a diplomat, an oil baron, or a solar panel muckety-muck in her schemes to trick these rich friends and say she was rich too. But in reality, her father was a truck driver who also moonlit after his truck driving career as a heating and cooling business owner.
Oh my God.
God!
Can you imagine?
He's a hard worker.
Can you imagine,
man,
the shits that guy takes?
Yeah. All-time crapper.
Yeah, that guy takes.
That guy clears
shits.
Out rooms.
Yeah, you don't want to follow him into the bathroom.
Come here and look at this. Come here and look at what I just did.
No wonder he got into heating and cooling. This
fucking
been house is
sitting
so
on my butt in a truck all day. All
right, we got to wrap this up soon. Sorokin might be facing deportation, but it's not all bad news for her. As Shonda Rhimes, the mind behind Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, is developing a show about Sorokin for Netflix, apparently, because she's so infatuated with her. And Lena Dunham of Girls fame and I Wish I Had an Abortion fame is working on one for HBO.
So awesome.
She might actually get to be a millionaire with this shit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, she imagine the toilet she's going to buy for her dad.
Lena Dunham, who one time stood up at South by Southwest and said, no, just if you want to make a movie, just go do it. And I was like, wait, aren't your parents rich fucking artists, you bitch? Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't like Lena Dunham.
Oh.
I got beef.
Something tells me.
Oh.
Something tells me she queefs a lot.
Let's take
people
with opportunities.
Lena Dunham cared to discuss.
Let's take it the internet.
You know I hate people
Michael
with opportunities.
Michael Conti says her and Avenatti would be a great match. So there you go.
There we go.
That should have been a lawyer.
Great. All right. Let's take it to the lightning round.
Hey, who doesn't need to borrow money? Am I right? Maybe you want to go on a vacation. Maybe you want a penis enlargement to finally satisfy your girlfriend. Maybe you want to buy your girlfriend new tits so you can finally make her your wife. Whatever it is, Upstart has you covered and can help you get the money you and your girlfriend need to save the relationship. That, by the way, is absolutely not going to work out in the end. Unlike traditional credit underwriting, which could be biased against people with a short credit history, Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness. Upstart believes you're more than just a credit score. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in less than 2 minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part, once your loan is approved, the funds will be transferred to you the very next day. The next day. Over 100,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or make a large purchase, like a penis enlargement. Free yourself from high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/hard to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes 2 minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/hard.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah!
As covered on yesterday's show, AOC's Green New Deal vote failed to pass with 57 no's, and wait for it,
zero.
Zero yeses.
Zero.
Sad. And that did not sit well with AOC, who went off on a passionate and inspiring rant that I honestly really liked, except for the beginning, which for some reason started off with her talking about her hardships as a 28-year-old waitress without health insurance, to which I say, what? Was she trying to, like, shock us? I don't get it. It's like, oh, no, you were an uninsured service industry worker for a couple of years. Try a decade, AOC. In 2011, I was invited over to a friend's house to do a wine tasting web show, and during the taping, one of my molars fell out, and I just spit it out and continued the fucking show. Deal with it, AOC.
Yeah, I wasn't dancing on rooftops in college and being filmed. I was fucking on mattresses on the ground without, like, ground mattress.
My air mattress one time popped when my ear was next to it, and I thought someone shot a gun in my
apartment. Out of here.
My current health insurance is strictly so my parents don't go bankrupt if something terrible happens to
me. Truly it. He's not been to a doctor in 6 years.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, and not only that, not only did she deliver the speech, but then when I was on lunch today, she retweeted it 5 times in a row, the same video of her speech.
She did, which, like, is obnoxious, but I did like Pat said, I did like it after that.
Yeah, it was great. It was smart.
Yeah. She has some good points.
She had a lot of good points.
At the same time. Yeah.
Climate control. Look, guys, if for some reason you're still using Facebook, I've got great news for you. Mark Zuckerberg's college science project, Facebook, remember he started in a dorm, they announced in a blog post.
Yeah, all his ideas.
It was in a dorm. It was in a dorm. Started in a blog post that they are banning white nationalism and white separatism on their platform. So that's good.
That's great.
Yeah. When I heard this news, I immediately logged onto my burner profile account, Jason Davies, who's a member of a number of white nationalist groups, for content's sake.
That's why I joined the Bobo group, for content's sake, and ordered a bunch of dogs.
For content. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, it was for content. To get one last fix of white nationalism before it disappears next week, and I found it. Thomas White posted an unintentionally ironic text meme that reads, quote, "I'm proud to be white. I bet no one passes this on because they're scared of be called a racist."
Yeah, that sounds like a Nigerian scam.
Yeah, it's ironic because his last name is White.
I will not like to be called a racist.
Our prince is in trouble.
Just don't worry, guys. Zuckerberg's got us covered. Let's trust him to decide what's right and wrong to say. It's way smarter than just saying whatever you fucking feel like and facing the consequences. Right. Zuckerberg, he's got us. He's got us our best interests in mind.
Sure.
Let's just.
He's banning one small group of idiots at a time while letting all sorts of data get hacked and the Russians in and
the dog fuckers. Trust. Guys,
slow process.
Thanks,
he started
Zuckerberg.
In his dorm room. Boeing Company on Wednesday took its most aggressive move yet to defend its core 737 airliner franchise, saying it has developed software fixes to prevent failures of automated flight control systems that have caused 2 deadly crashes in the past 5 months. Luckily, it only took them 5 months.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't this like an optional upgrade or something?
Optional. It was considered, an upgrade.
It was like automatic locks versus... manual locks.
I believe they call it a feature in the biz.
It's
a feature. Death feature.
Yeah. So anyway,
fuck them.
Fuck Boeing. Let's take it to our weight loss update. A quick update for you guys. And again, sorry to all the haters that hate these updates. We were literally all closing in on heart failure, and we didn't want that because that means no heart factor. So sorry.
Yeah. You want to
let us live.
You want a Friday show? It would have been a no day at all show.
No day at all. Yeah. All right, here we go. So Mark comes in last this week, coming off a long weekend of hosting cousin Andrew, sandwiched with his upcoming honeymoon trip. He gained 2 pounds. However, at the time of this taping, he has not consumed food in 72 hours and water in over 48. So there you go.
Shout out cousin Andrew.
Yeah, shout out Philly Jake. Yeah. You made Mark starve himself like a fucking loser.
There you go. The more this competition goes on, the more I know what I've always known to be true is that Mark is a psychopath. Wes is in third place, gaining weight for the third straight week. He gained 1 pound this week.
I did not know that before this.
Third straight week, huh?
Yeah.
Good job, bud.
It's a weight loss competition, Wes. The wheels are really falling off for old Wes here. Will is in second place this week with a respectable 1 pound down, and I take the golden broccoli this week with 2.5 pounds down, which is surprising after taking a trip to Little Italy this weekend. But we have lost a combined 168 pounds to date. 186. Yes, I'm sorry.
You dyslexic fuck.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm fucking dyslexic. At least I don't hate disabled people. There is 1 week left in the competition, and things are really going to heat up this week with Will and Mark battling out for first place and Wes and I battling out for third. We'll announce the punishment for the loser on Monday's show, and it's going to be really fucking bad. We're going to have to push it pretty hard this next week to reach our goal of a collective 200 pounds lost, but I think we can do it.
We can.
I think we can do it.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yep, and that's more or less it for Hard Factor. As you suspected, and as we suspected, you guys did better this week than last week on the iTunes review boards. And at the time of this taping, we are 13 five-star reviews away from a 100 review week, which means we're going to have a bonus episode.
Yeah. Oh, you're that cocky?
Well, maybe.
They missed us.
We need some heroes out there. We need 13 more heroes at least, and we'd like, 75 more heroes. That would be nice.
Do you have the balls to click that fucking five-star button in the podcast app right
now? What are you being so tentative about? Just click the fucking five-star if you haven't done it.
Here's my favorite review of the week coming from Larry's Ghost, and it's titled Full Time and Fridays. And here we go. Look, everyone, at Erica Nardini. I am here to set precedent. As a lawyer, I am reminding you it's your duty to let the Hard Factor boys go full time so that I may start my mornings off right. Without Soft Corner Takes and Macho Man Randy Savage, I cannot enjoy my mornings. None of this is logical or legal in any effect, but as an American and as a taxpayer, I implore you to make Hard Factor full time.
That's probably our intern lawyer.
Yeah, good job, Cam.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cam.
100% chance.
Yep, and one quick one from Dent55_Martin is titled Must Read. He says, please be my friends. I promise I'm not weird.
And Cam has figured out how to change his name. That's also Cam.
Yeah, and to that
thanks,
we say,
Cam.
Thank you, Cam.
Yes, of course, we can be friends. PFT's number is 703-